This week's showroom has been sponsored by family Grossman, Leila Nishmas, Reb Chaim Yosef, and Yisachar Dov, Zecher Livracha.
Yud Aleph Menachem Ov, Thursday the 11th of August, Rabbi Shmuel Wolf, Amir La'akum.
Should just start with a short vort. Binyan Shabbos, not looking on Amir Anachri. It's interesting to note that in the Luchas Rishenis, this week's Edward, the Luchas Shnis, the Luchas Rishenis state that Shabbos is Zeche L'Masa Gracious. And the Luchas Shnis says that Shabbos is Zeche Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, yes, what's the chiduk? So I once read a kavod from the Shem Yishmur, so the Nifra de Kavod. It says that in the Iker, how Shabbos should be, we talk about Shabbos. Shabbos really should be that we prepare for Shabbos, do our work, do our vanker. And then, with the avoda of Yemos HaChol, of Steigen, of growing in Ruchnis, we can arrive at Shabbos, we can achieve the Kedusha of Shabbos. That's how it should be. That's how it was. Masa Bereishis, so 6 days, Sheishis Yom, and then there was Shabbos. But a Maisa, after Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael dropped. And the Madrega of Klal Yisrael was lower, and it had to change route. And what had to be is that Shabbos gives the Kedusha for the week, and then you can do this, then you can get through the 6 days. What's that got to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? You know, the Sforim tell us that Yitzias Mitzrayim was what's called Itra Usa de La'el. The Hainu, Yitzias Mitzrayim was where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael weren't really zeicher to go out of Mitzrayim. They didn't have any really mitzvah. But because they're going to be in Mikabel Torah, so it's on credit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a special Itra Usa de La'elah, they got a Madrekas, and then they had to go and stay and go through the 49 days of the Sphere till they arrived at Matan Torah with their Egan Avu, their own Avoida. But they had to do the work first themselves, and then, they were Mikabel first, a Moyadika, a Siyah Gishmaya, a Moyadika gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of seeing the kids, seeing the Shechina, seeing the Kedusha, and seeing where one can get to, how one can achieve. And then through that, Klal Yisrael then knew how to work. That's Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that is Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's Pshat. Kum Tachos, the Luchas Shnius, which we're talking about after Chet HaEgel, then it becomes the other way around. As that's where Shabbos is written, this week's Sedra, it states that Shabbos is Zeichel. In fact, if you look in Parshas Kisiso, just after the Chet HaEgel, normally Shabbos is written first. I don't know if you ever thought, and when you say in Kiddush Friday night, Tchilo L'Mikroi Kiddush, Shabbos is Tchilo L'Mikroi Kiddush. Why is Shabbos a Mikroi Kiddush? Mikroi Kiddush is Yom Tov. Shabbos is not a Yom Tov. What's it called? Tchilo L'Mikroi Kiddush. If you look in Parshas Pinchas, I think, in the Mayadim, state the first one, Eina Mayad Hashem, and it says Shish Yom Tov, says Shabbos. So you say, is that Pshat and Kiddush every Friday night? You say Kiddush, you say Tchilol and Mikroi Kiddush, that's Pshat. Because Shabbos is called Tchilol and Mikroi Kiddush, written first, always before the first one of the Merdim. However, in Parshat Sisisa, after Chet HaEgel, you look there, it's Shabbos is written after Pesach. So you say, it's not Shem Mishmur. Why? That's to tell us, because now it changed. After Chet HaEgel, the Indian of Shabbos changed, and it became the other way around. It became Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, just like there's a Yitzhusa de Le'elo of Shabbos, of Yitzias Mitzrayim, who I think the same thing applies. Vay, the Shabbos, like Amol Gezok, just, if you can remember, through Pesach, Amol Gezok, that chat, the Chochem, and the Haggadah, say, Ansehen, Eim Haftinach HaPesach HaFikamos. Everybody knows, like, what's this? I've got a gear set. I tell him, adds Eim Haftinach HaPesach, I tell him everything till then. But it's a Shrazach, what's this Eim Haftinach HaPesach HaFikamos business? Now, late then, the Pshat's very good, because the Pshat is, what you're telling the Chochem is, okay, we do lots of Avodah tonight, lots of great things, and then what you've got to do, take that tam, and remember it, and work with it later, because that's the whole message of Pesach, and that's the truth of the Leila. And that's Shabbos, the Emes, when you get to Shabbos, this week's center, Shabbos, after Chet HaEgel is Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the Indian Shabbos. I should go down a little bit. That was a bit of drush, but a little bit of Lomdus in the Indian of Amir and Ochri. There's a big shaila. What's the gedder of the din of the Issa of Amir and Ochri? It's a din Rabbanon, Amir and Ochri, Shvus, that if you do, mustn't tell a goy to do a blach for you on Shabbos. Why is that? So there's a Rashi in Avodah Zorah. Avus the Rashi, famous Rashi in Avodah Zorah in Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Rashi says there that you mustn't tell a goy to do malach on Shabbos by the state the pasuk says mitzvah chetzuch of davar dova. The issa of dibur shalchel on Shabbos, you mustn't say dibur shalchel. We say not, so we don't say, you want to say you bought something for £100, you say 100 potatoes or something, it's not. The Nishdar, you're not allowed to say, talk about Dibur Shel Chol on Shabbos. Is the Issa of Amir and Nochri is to talk to a goy about Malach on Shabbos, is because of the Issa of him, Sir Chef Chol Dabidover. As I state, you're not sure with Zorah. However, the Steelers, and this is a kasha from the Gemara. The Gemara says about Metziah Dapsadi, the Gemara clears a shayla whether the Issa Amir and Nochri is only by Shabbos, because that's the Issa of Skila. Or perhaps the Issa Amir Lenochri applies by other malachas. The one that's talking about the lav of chasima, the sachs and shir, b'dishen gone ox, who's doing your threshing for you, and you don't want, you want to muzzle it, but you're not allowed to. So I go, I'm going to do it for me. Are you allowed to do that? Is there Issa Amir Lenochri in halacha? Is there is. There is an Issa Amir Lenochri there as well. So Oibazah, it can't just be an Issa of Mitzvah Chetzach of David Olam, which is an Issa on Shabbos. There's a Gemara over here which says that the Issa of Amir Lenochri applies even when it's not Shabbos. Nothing to do with Shabbos. So the emphasis is of the Rashi at the beginning of Misha Hichshit in Shabbos. Of Kufnun Gimel Amud Aleph. There Rashi says, and there's a lot of Makir for this, Rashi says the Issa there, Rashi's Mashma, the Issa is an Issa of Shlichus. You make a good, tell a good to do a malacha for you, it's an Issa of Shlichus, like a Shliach. I make a Shliach to do an Avera for you. Normally you'll have a Shliach to do an Avera. But the Issa, the Geder of the Issa of Amir and Nochri is, if you tell a good to do something for you, is it's Shlichus. That's the Geder Issa. So the question is, but it's obvious kasha. Therefore, that would apply, obviously, by Bechir as well. Shabbos, Taki, you can say, the Issa of Mtsui Chetzachal, V'daber Dovah, you mustn't do Shli Dibur Choshel Shabbos, mustn't do that like that. But in doing the Chil, Adam Yisurim, Reisach Sun Shev Yisha, is not Shaykh, such a thing. The Teretz is, there's another Malacha, another Issa, an Issa of Shlichus, Yei Shlichus Lenachri. There's a Shlichus, we'll see, Yei Shlichus Lenachri, Lechumra, there's a Shlichus for you. Is that's an Issa of Amir and Nochri. Bemis, there's a Loshen Agos Maimoni, if you want to know it, Agos Maimoni in the beginning of the sixth Peri Rambam, Peri Vav Hilchus Shabbos, Ois Beis, Loshen there, Mufurish Rambam, says, Loshen Agos Maimoni, Yeh Shlichus the Nochri Rechumer. He says, that's Shat in Issa Amir and Nochri. There's an Issa of Shlichus. Then you go, the Goy to Shliach, ask the Goy to cook. But the catalog is mashliach, just like you ask someone to do some job for you, mashliach. And the shlichus lechumra, and therefore it's like I'm doing it, and therefore we over a certain get of chilul Shabbos. That's the Issa Amir Nochri. Kuldach is two isurim. There's one din of Mitzvah Chefsach of Adav Adavah, and there's another din of shlichus. Two din. What's a nafkimina? Is the classic nafkimina the Achrayim speak out? An nafkimina will be which way around you did it. If you told him on Friday to do a malacha on Shabbos, so there's no issa of him to chefsch of a davidova because now it's Friday. So there's nothing wrong with telling him to do on Friday, telling him to do a malacha. There's nothing wrong with our mirror, but there's a problem that he's going to do it for you on Shabbos. On Shabbos, doing your shlichus. Ah, that's no good. Ask the shlichus Shabbat. Neither he said the other way around. If you told the goy to do a malacha, you told him on Shabbos to do a malacha on Sunday. So there's nothing wrong with the shlichus because he's doing it on Sunday. Wrong with that, but you had an Issa of Sechefsch of Adavidova because the instruction was given on Shabbos. I was clearing the Chayyim, the same thing would be if you told the Goy on Shabbos do a malacha and he didn't do it. It would be the same thing, the Chayyim. If you tell the Goy on Shabbos do a malacha, he didn't do it, so he didn't do it, the Shliach didn't do it, I can't be over, he didn't do it. But of course, I'll have them say Sechefsch of Adavidova because I gave the instruction on Shabbos. So that's the Nafkimir, that's the din of the two, where it comes out of the two dinim. In fact, there's a Moir de Kavar, Rabbi Chanan says, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says in Pigit Shiurim in Be'er, I think it's Ois Memtes. There he says a Moir de Kavar with this, he wants to answer a kasha of Rabbi Kureyde. There's a kasha, and the Gemara says in Irvin, oh, it's about the Abris here, is Asher Mignonin, there's a Gemara says in Irvin, that Samaches, that if there's a bris on Shabbos, and the water, hot water for the bris, they paired some hot water, and the water was Ishtapach Chamime, the hot water got poured out. So what do you do? So the Gemara says in Erevin, what you should do is you go to the mother of the child, say, do you need some hot water? She's a chayla, if she wants it, you can do an Issa drabon, if you can do a shmus. So she says, yeah, I want some hot water. Then you can call a goy, and the goy will heat the water up, and you can get some extra water for the child. As I stated in the Gemara, that's what you should do. Now the Ram says in Be'er, that although there's a din of Bayom Tov, Ribui Rishurim isn't so much awesome, but on Shabbos, the Issa of Ribui Shurim is a deraisa. That means, if you've got a heter to do a certain malach on Shabbos, and you want to add to it in order for somebody else, on Shabbos it's a deraisa. Shabbos no heter ribu b'shiur. To add extra, Yom Tov, you can add extra. Shabbos, you mustn't do that. It's an issa deraisa. For Ikivega, if it's an issa deraisa to do ribu b'shiurim on Shabbos, so what's it help me? You got the mother. The mother of the Yoledes, she requires some water. You want some water? Yes. So we can do Amir al-Nochri, even though it's a deraisa, but Amir al-Nochri is a rabban on Shavuos, and you tell the goy will do the malacha for you of heating up the water. Very nice. No, now we'll say to the goy, will you please add a little bit extra l'teira for the child? For Ikvege Monashuk, are you going to tell me that Shavuos on Shabbos, Amir al-Nochri on Shabbos, is muta l'teira k'mitzvas mila, so I can ask the goy to do it for the child himself? Elam, are you going to tell me you're not allowed to do for the mitzvah smila? So what does it help me that it's for the mother? Because the mother, she's got her requirement. But to add to it, that's an issa deraisa of ribu b'shiurim. You mustn't add. Same issa deraisa as normal bishul. In which case, it's a regular issa amir anochri. I'm telling the goy to cook for somebody without a requirement of hamuteres. Because bishleimah for the mother, it's allowed. She's got din chayla, and you're allowed to cook for her. But to add for the child, that's issa deraisa. So, Eibazoy, what's the Gemara saying in Monoshach? If the din is you're allowed to cook for the allowed to get amir anochri for the mitzvah of mila. So go and ask the goy to do it for the mitzvah of mila itself. Yishtapach hamimi, the child requires some water, so go and get the water for the child and finish. Elam, are you going to tell me because you're not allowed to do it for the mitzvah of mila, you need to come on to the chayla of the mother? So what if it helped me? You're adding extra for the child. That's a ribu b'shurim, which is also midirais. As I threat Ricky Reagan.
Does the mother need this water? I mean, is it a haroma?
No, it must be water. Pardon?
Use her water, she's Levata.
No, she can't do that, you can't. You wouldn't be allowed to, you wouldn't be allowed to name it even. In fact, now, Halachi is like a very negair. You know, this like a time happened, someone goes to the hospital, and the goy heat up the meal for the chayla, you're not allowed to eat it. It's done for just for the chayla, Halachi, you're not allowed to eat it. So, Zatra B'chanan, with this vod, here's beautiful. He says, as we've established, there are two Isurim of Amir and Ochri. There's an Isur Amir and Ochri of Shlichus. You mustn't tell a goy to do a malacha for you because he's like your shliach and it's like you're doing the malacha. A shliach. There's another issa of amir and achri, which is the daber dova telling the goy to do something. Says Rav Chanan like this. We always try and minimize the issa. Of course, we matir the issa of amir and achri letzorech the mitzvah's mila. But emes we matir that issa. But we don't have to, but it's not pshat like a chayla. Chayla, rutsho, kenza. But when you come to the mitzvah smila, it's a pshat issa. If we're stuck, you're allowed to matter the issa of amir and ochri if you're stuck, the tzerech the mila. However, Zokter, there's a way around one of the issurim. The way around the issa of shlichus is no way around. My shliach will do it. But on the issa of the daber dova, it makes no difference. There's no inyan of ribui. If I tell a goy an instruction to do something, if I tell him to cook 10 litres of water, or 20 litres of water, or 50, there's no difference in the dibur. There's no difference in the amira. The instruction was the same. In which case, if I tell him, what I say is like this, please will you cook some water for the chaylanis, for the yeledes, who's a chaylanis. By doing that, what I've done is like this. I'm not allowed to do ribui bishurim for the issa of amir and ochri, that he's my shliach, that he mustn't do. But the issa of amir and ochri, of the tzivui, of the commandment of telling him to do, which is the issa of the sechepsuch of a dagadova, on that issa, since I said it was koilit, I included it in the dibur which I told for the mother, which is the dibur hamuteres, is kum dechoyza. I've got no issa of that legab if I tell him to do a bit extra. There's no issa ribui bishurim on that. Kum to oy, says Rabbi Chanan, that you've minimized the issa. That's pshat in the Gemara. Ishtapa chamimi, what you should do is don't do it agavimi. Why? I mean, that means ask the yeledes, does she require water? And if she does, then yes, and do it agavimi, and then tell the goy to cook water for the mother. Why? Enochanami, you've got no revach, like Rabbi Chanan said, because ribu b'shurim is osa on Shabbos. So you've gained nothing mitzad the issa of shlichus, mitzad the fact that I've told the goy, you're my shliach, please do it for me on my behalf, you've gained nothing. But on the issa of amir and ochri of ribu, on tzir kepsuch of a David Dov, on that issa you've gained. Because once I've done it in a oifer hamuteres for the mother, then oibazoi, you don't need to, there's no issa at all for the child because the same locha. It's one instruction, it's not two instructions. I didn't say do 10 litres and then do another 10 litres. I did that, I would lose it. Just cook this pan of water for the mother. Oh, so Ibazai, you've gained, says Rabbi Chanan, at least you've gained that much. If you learn it's two Isurim, then you've gained. That's Pshat in the Gemara of Bishtabachami. Is that some Pshat that there's two Isurim? Now the Shvekat is like this. On this Issa of Amir and Ochri, which is established, the Zikha is an Issa of Shlichus, to tell the goy, you're my Shliach, Yeah, oh, don't say before us. Please cook this water. Please do this melacha. Please put the light on Shabbos. Put the heating on, etc. When you tell them to do that, he's your shliach, and you're in effect doing it, and that's the issa. So the shayla is as well. This issa of amira nachri shvus is a special takana of Rabbanan. Rabbanan on the second and higher din, a new din called issa amira nachri shvus. Shvus Rabbanan, they made a new special takana. Is the Achrayim Master Kashrus, a famous Kashrus, which the Shayas of Shuvas Pnei Yeshua. I think it's a Zayda of Pnei Yeshua, no? The Shayas of Shuvas Pnei Yeshua. He asked the following question. Rashi says, his famous Rashi, in Bav Metzia, Daf Ayin Aleph, in Perik Ezo Neshech, like Abiribis, Rashi says there, even though we pass in the Halacha, Ein Shlichus Lenachri, the Pasuk of Shlichus is only said by Yisrael. Atem Nebris, it's got to be Dafka. Yisrael, not a goy. A goy can't be a Shliach. Make a goy a shliach for you, it doesn't work. Shliach to give gittin, kedushin, etc. Won't work. Goy can't be a shliach. However, we ask him, yesh shlichus lenochri lechumra. If a goy does something for you, lechumra, yesh shlichus lenochri. It's a special dindra, Pastor Rabbanan, as she says, do dindra, Rabbanan, yesh shlichus lenochri lechumra. A goy can be a shliach lechumra. That's the shliach in the Gemara. Now the halacha is, that's a shayin in the Gemara, but Matzei Daviud, if the shliach, you tell somebody to do a shlichus for you, of course we pass in the shliach to Dvar Avera, but if the Baal Avera has got no issa, it's a shayin in the Gemara, it's how a goy, for example, if he would be a shliach, for him to do, for him it's not an Avera, there's a tzad in the Gemara that there we say, yesh shliach to Dvar Avera. Okay, ein shliach l'avera is I want to make you a shliach for an avera. If you've got avera, I've got avera, no shlichus. But if you've got no avera, and there's a tzad in the Gemara that yesh shliach, you can be my shliach, and I get the avera. Okay, so let's go through again. The question is like this: why do you need a special takana drabbanon to tell me, special takana drabbanon to tell me that when you tell a goy to do a malach on Shabbos, there's an issa of amira and anachri, you mustn't tell a goy to do a malach on Shabbos, new takana drabbanon? What do you need a takana for? Why the bath make new takanas? We've got a rule that, or it's possible one shita holds, that if the shliach, if I make a shliach, and that shliach's got no aveira, then yesh shliach to dvar aveira. You can make a shliach to do it for you, and you've got the aveira. Right? That's one halach. Second thing we've said is, that yesh shlichus lenachmi lechumra. A goy can be a shliach lechumra. Drabonon. A goy can be your shliach. So, if a goy can be my shliach, a goy can be my shliach, and yesh shliach to dvar aveira works over here because the goy's not got any issuing. There's no issa, for example, for the goy to cook on Shabbos. So why do I need a special takar rabbanon to be masakin that if it mustn't tell a goy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos? Tefil klei, I've anyway got the regular hilchus shlichus. He's my shliach, and we paskin yishlichus lach rashi mamatzia yishlichus lenachri lachumra. There's a musig, there's an idea that a goy can be a shliach for you, and if possible yishliach by avera if the goy has anyway not gotten avera. So if so, why do I need to have a special tefillah rabbon on table then? We have the regular hilchus shlichus. Is anyone my shliach? No, because yishlichus lach lachumra double is a rabbon. Yeah, it's a rabbon. The whole musig of shlichus is. The yesh doesn't have very bit, not, but the musa, he's my shliach, is a rabbanon. There is another way, it could be perhaps where you're saying, there are those who say that there's a tesis in Shmuel, Daf Gimel, tesis is mashma that for shlichus of maisa, the different types of shlichus, for achrenim say, for shimon and sameach, two din, shlichus of maisa, and shlichus of maisa, and shlichus of maisa, goy does have. And that could be the reisa. In which case, it could be moshva. But lagapani, but lagar to what we're asking is that's how the shuvas pnei yeshua asked this kasha. Correcting, why do I need to come on the new din of amir nach mishmos teipuklei midin shlichus? So there's a very famous teret of lagar to this week's sefer. There's a very famous teret of the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir says, and this week's sefer states that the issa of Shabbos is leman yonuach. You should be resting. Says the Beis Meir. So what will be if you can get a malacha done by remote control? This generation, it's very understandable you get a remote control, but I hope it does. Azami, Zach, Azami, whatever you've got. No, if you can get a malacha done by remote control, says the Beis Meir, if I can do a malacha by remote control, there's no issa of Shabbos, because Shabbos, the issa is l'man yonuach. You have to be resting from malacha. I'm resting from malacha. I got it done by remote control, Kasher. What's the classic case of remote control in the Torah's eyes? A shliach. shliach, remote control. So if I get a shliach to do a malach of me on Shabbos, says the Beis Meir, the Gabi Shabbos, there's no dis of shlichus. If you get, even if you hold yeshmiach the varavari, I find it with a goy, etc., and yeshmiachus the chumra with a goy, it doesn't help. Because on Shabbos, there's no isra shlichus. Because that's a remote control malacha, and the malacha of Shabbos is got to be, you know, if when you're not noch, you're not resting. But if you are, you can accomplish a malacha whilst I'm resting, the halacha is, there's no isra of shlichus. It brings a raya, and the classic raya is, you set a pan on the stove just before Shabbos, and it cooks on Shabbos. With your raya, it's mutter. But midiraisa, it's mutter. The cooking's been done on Shabbos. And Terence said, but I'm noch. That's how you learn the Shabbos. I'm resting. I got it all in motion before Shabbos. What's happening on Shabbos is remote control. So Iglazi says the Beis Meir, I tear it to the kasha. Our kasha was that why do I need a special issa new mechudeshdeke issa of amira ranochri that abonu masakein? You mustn't tell a goy to a malacha for you on Shabbos. Tepu klei, break the Beis Meir, break the Chaz Yeshua's being Yeshua. Tepu klei, that the din is that the yesh lichos lachri lachomer. The answer is yes. True. Yesh lichos lachri lachomer. That's all very well. That's all another din. But in Shabbos, it won't make any difference. Because to do a malacha through a shliach on Shabbos is not a stira to the man Yonuach. Oy bazoy, there'll be no problem of shlichus lachri on Shabbos. So that's why we have to masakin a special din, even so you mustn't do it. What's the pshat that we say shlichus? That we said the Rashi says shlichus, and the Magos Maimi says shlichus. The answer is once chazal on a second, and on a second it works like a shliach. That's the geri of the Rabbono. Rabbono said we will regard it as your shliach, and that's the mechanics how you've been over the aver. But Avada made it. There wouldn't be without the special tint that Rabbono wouldn't. This din wouldn't apply. There's a very famous kasha that Achronim ask on this. It's a very famous Nemuki Yosef in the second prayer of Bava Kamma. Very famous Nemuki Yosef. Mukyusa state like this. There's a halacha the Gemara says, Ashaya Machlitz Abrichna and Shlokish and Avchabes and Bava Kamma, where the Ishe Mishum Chitzo or Ishe Mishum Amoyma. It means if you set a fire going or shut a going during the week and you burn something up, I didn't do the mazik, I set the fire based off the gunpowder plot. You set the fire over there and it goes over there and burns half a mile away and burns the house down. So why is there what mazik is there? There's a mazik called Eish. And then the Torah apostle. Mazik of Eish, and the Shaila is that Mazik Medin Mamoyna Shah, he says, your Mammon, that's Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechan says, Isha Mishum Chitzav, it's like your arrow, it's your Koyach, and it's regarded as your Maisa. Therefore, when I, let's say, a fire going over here, it's like I'm doing the Maisa burning all the way along. It's my Koyach all the way along. Fret the Nemuki Yosef. So why are you allowed to light Shabbos candles? Why are you allowed to light an air just before Shabbos? If Yishun Mishun Chitzav, you're doing the burning the whole time. I'm doing Malach on Shabbos. I don't fret it. It's a very famous, what his answer is, famous Yeshiva Yisoy. What he answers is that we say Hakol Munach B'Maisa Rishon. That means, I'm not doing it on Shabbos, he says. Imagine I always give the moshel of a spring. You get a spring, you tighten it up, tighten it up, tighten it up, and then it springs out by itself. So what you're doing before Shabbos is investing all, when you light the fire, you're investing all the koyach in just before Shabbos, putting it all in, and then it's going for zich, it's going by itself on Shabbos. That seems to be pshat in the teretz of the Nemuki Yosef. Theoretically, yes. I've added there's an Isurim of Afshamilsa, there's this Rabbanon, because it looks like you're doing it in public, so you mustn't do that. So what? Yes, well, lights, yeah, and this, yes. Yeah. Remember, you've got to use Shuvah about this.
Why do you say you shouldn't be Shum Chitzo?
Yeah, oh, so the Shai, no, it's my Kleach doing it. It's called my Kleach. It's my Kleach, but it is correct. So there is all, we're going to run out of time, but there's a grace to Shaila as well. It's all done now.
Yeah.
So what would be, yeah, for good to Shaila, what would be Azai? What would be, imagine there's a lovely stained glass window over there. Nishich, because I don't want to do this, but let's imagine a person here standing, takes a stone, chucks it at the window, and before it hits the window, he drops dead. He's a chayav to pay. Because I have to pay. But the trouble is, it broke after he died. That's what's the pshat. What do you say? It's the pshat because everything licked in the first meister. So he's there, must chayev already straight away. Oh, 1 second. He's chayev straight away. But 1 second. They didn't break yet. Oh, so when it breaks, he's chayev, I'm afraid, for the meister that he did. He did a meister throwing the third of the window. Yeah? And then, dropped dead. Nope. So he's not chayev yet. When it comes out, hits the window, he's tired of my friend. 1 second. So the Yerushim are going to pay from the Nechosim. Guy died. So Yerushim are going to pay from his Nechosim. Yeah? Nechosim is Shubon. They don't pay from, you only pay from Nechosim. Yerushim only pay from Nechosim is Shubon. Karka. Because it was Meshubba to the Chayv. The Karka was Meshubba to pay out the Chayv. But the Chayv hadn't happened yet when he died. The Chayv happens only later on. The Koyach is Chayev for the Meister. He's actually only Chayev when he breaks. He can't be Chayev before the window broke. When the window broke, he's Chayev. We tell the Meister that he did a Meister Shmira. And that's Mechayev him. And when he breaks, he'll be Chayev. But when he broke, it was dead. So how can his Yerushim be Chayev? The Shibud wasn't there yet. The Shibud Nechosim wasn't there yet. How can it be Chayev? Didn't break yet. Didn't happen. Nothing happened yet. It didn't happen yet. That could be one of the three. So yeah, but
I'm not
I'm not chayiv yet. You can't be chayiv till it broke. I'm not chayiv. Nothing happened. There's a sibba to be mechayiv. It's a very famous yeshiva. She said of Shmuel's marach about this in the Shura of the Kedusha of Shmuel. A few places, as famous point on the says from Rav Shimon Shkot, they say there's a very mechudish tekeshita. If it's gone way off point, he says there's a mechudish tekeshita that you can have a shibud nechosim for what's called the sibba sachiyuv. Since I'm going to be chayiv, my nechosim are already meshubah to pay, even though I'm not chayiv yet. So any time I can have it, I don't have to say if you want. That's the stuff from it. I'll go on quickly. So the kasha is. The kasha. Should I come back to Shabbos? Yeah. So the kasha is as so that oh so the Beis Meir's teretz was like this. His Beis Meir's teretz was that when there's Issa of Shabbos, if it's a din of Laman Yonuach, I'm not Mechal Shabbos because I'm not resting. So the kasha is this is the Mukhi Yosef is Mukhaf Faket. Why? The Mukhi Yosef's kasha was that if you light a fire just before Shabbos and air, Ishim Shem Chitzav, you're doing it. We've got a teretz. What's the kasha? Anoch. What's the kasha? It's all zayin shim shum chitzop. So mazi, it's like you're doing it. But on Shabbos, to do a malacha in a oifen that you are not, is not awesome. I'm doing the malacha taka. I'm doing it. But I'm doing it with my feet up. I'm doing it by remote control because I did it before I set the motion, everything in motion before Shabbos. So you see from this, the Mukhi Yosef, not like the Beis Meir. We've only got almost 2 minutes. I'll just tell you quickly about the chayr and the oifen that's very impressive. I started out, I told you about Gemara in Bombatir. This kasha, I haven't got teretz to. I found the kasha of Shemin, Taker of Shmuel, Rezoskas, the kasha of Bombatir, that viewed in the Shurim, you can have a look there. I poshed the kasha. I mentioned the Gemara at the beginning. The Gemara says that the Mle'issa of Amira Nochri Shus says the Gemara may be only applied by Shabbos because it's a skila, or maybe it can apply even by other Yisurim as well, by Lusach Sam Shurim. And the Gemara says, Shayel Alochi is applied by Lusach Sam Shurim. So we ask the kasha, if you're going to tell me that the malacha of Shabbos is only a malacha, only a Shabbos tikkadin, why? We ask the kasha, what was our kasha? Kasha was, if you've got we're saying leman yonuach, we're trying to say that there's a din of, whenever you're resting, there's no issa malacha of Shabbos, so therefore, that's why we need a special din of Amir Anoch Mishvus, to tell me that you mustn't tell the boy to do it even though you're resting. That's all very well to Gabi Shabbos. What about the malacha of Leisach and Shrebedisha? Leisach and Shrebedisha have nothing to do with Shabbos. And nevertheless, says the Gemara, I need a special din of Amir and Ochri Shavuos, that just like Shabbos, you mustn't tell a goy to do it, who are din you mustn't tell a goy to do for you, Leisach and Shrebedisha? Special din, Amir and Ochri. Why do I need that? Kuntzik al Kasha, why do I need that? Why do I need a special din? Tepo play, Yeshlichus the Nochri the Chumra. And if Yeshlich the Vaavera, where the Nochri is not Mitzvah, so anyway, it's awesome. So, Ibazai, the Kasha of the territory of the Beis Meir wanted to answer that what? That on Shabbos there'll be a Shayach, we need to Mechadish the din of Amir Nochri Shavuos on Shabbos. Why? Why need to Mechadish it? Yeshlichus the Nochri the Chumra. The answer was, because Shabbos by Ashliach is remote control. Remote control, you're not being over the Laman Yonuach, so it's okay. So besides the Kasha from the Mukhi Yosef, we've got a Kasha from the Gemara Faket. Because the Gemara state, that the same Issa, is exactly the same din, the Gemara is carrying, is that din of Amir Nochri Shavuos, which applies on Shabbos, is it only Shabbos because of the Chumra of the Skila of Shabbos, or perhaps it will apply even by other dinim? Perhaps it will apply by the Zachar Shabbos. That same Issa applied by the Zachar Shabbos. Why do I need to Mechadish a new Issa of Amir and Ochri Shavuos to tell me you mustn't tell a guy to do a malacha on the Dua Malacha, Shabbos, or during the week. Teipuk leg, Yesh Lichus Nachri Lechumra, and Rashi says in Bom Mitzir, Levi and Aleph, Yesh Lichus Nachri Lechumra, and if you hold Yesh Lichus Nachri Lechumra in such a case, I've got it, my Shlichus, Rabbon Taka. But, say, Bazoi, is Taka Kahadra Kushar saying to the Duchta, why do we need to come on to an Issa Amir Nachri Shus? It's Orchid.